This is the story of Arkansas cities and towns. I'm Rich Carville. Dubuque was one of the first towns founded in Boone County and grew to prominence as a river crossing. The town was virtually destroyed during the Civil War and never fully recovered. Today, the town site lies at the bottom of Bull Shoals Lake. Dubuque's location on the White River Crossing put the town at the center of military activity during the Civil War. But much wartime attention was due to the town's proximity to lead mines and smelters. During the last months of the Civil War, the area saw much guerrilla activity. By 1870, about all that remained of the town was a ferry. The settlement was once called Sugarloaf Prairie. A post office called Mount Prairie was established in 1837, but remained in operation for only about 5 months. In 1848, another post office named Worth was established. In 1851, the steamboat Eureka stopped just north of Dubuque. The boat's captain was asked for his thoughts on a proper name for the growing settlement. Apparently, some local citizens had been dissatisfied with the name of Sugar Prairie. The captain suggested Dubuque, the name of his hometown in Iowa. In 1854, the name became official with the establishment of the Dubuque Post Office. A building for a school and church services was constructed in 1849. Joseph Coker hauled pine logs from near Omaha to construct the building. The ferry continued to operate until closing during the construction of Bull Shoals Dam in the 1940s. This has been the story of Arkansas cities and towns. I'm Rich Carville. Our theme music is performed by Danny Dozier. This program is a production of KASU, the public media service of Arkansas State University.